you shake that thing. And my, 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 my key lime pie. Not too tart, not too sweet. My baby loves to watch me eat her.
This is amazing.
Took it from the Cat Country archives.
Who's the artist? That's great.
That's Kenny Chesney.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's Pi Day. It's March 14th, so all day today, round and circle and maybe a little bit of yes, you know, some different things going on. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Hey, the Escambia County Commission, no meeting today, but we are going to talk with Wes Miranda coming up in about a half hour. And I had not really covered this yet. I know our news department had covered it somewhat, you know, as they often do. But I sometimes get a little bit longer chance to talk about these things. The conversation over the OLF 8 property west of Navy Federal, it used to be the landing field, outlying landing field 8. Although I think there's actually, that's not the exact right name. The F is facility. I don't know. There's some different word. That's what we typically call it, but it's actually some different term. I forget what the OLF officially stands for, but it doesn't really matter. It's a big piece of land that we're going to develop into, well, you know, light industrial, commercial, residential, you know, town center, park, monument, big entrance. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Anyway, Jeff Bergosh, who is the commissioner of that district, lives right across the street.
We've been living this thing since 2015 when I ran, you guys even longer. And along the way, you know, we've done a lot. We've had a lot of meetings. We've had a lot of town halls. We've had a lot of folks come to the meetings and tell us what they wanted. We've compromised. And now we're at a point where we have an offer on the table that really would give us all a win. And I think it's time.
Yeah, so, I mean, this deference to the commissioner of the district is one of these things that they practice when it's convenient for them to practice it, and then they kind of abandon it when it's not convenient for them to practice it for whatever reason. But, you know, generally, I mean, he's been the main person representing the will of the commission, and then, of course, there's been a public. Teresa Blackwell has been kind of the main voice of the public, pushing back, criticizing, and, you know, bringing balance to this conversation. But Jeff Bergosh says, look, this offer that we've got on the table from, was it Beulah Town Center, I think is the name of the organization, with Fred Hemmer, he says, this is good, let's do it.
That field generates no money for us right now, no money for taxpayers. It sits there empty. And, you know, we've put a lot of money out building the field in Santa Rosa County. The U.S. Navy has a first-class helicopter training field because we paid for it. And now we have this property. But now it's time to cash it in. Now it's time to put it to work, put the buildings, facilities on the tax roll, understanding we will more than likely give some E-dates to the developers. But at least the school board from day one will collect full taxes. That'll be great for them. And we will get ours, and we'll create jobs, and we'll have amenities for the residents.
Yeah, and you know, we'll get our money back, or at least, I mean, we'd sunk the money in when money was cheap or expensive, I guess. And then now we're going to recoup the money when money is cheap. So, you know, inflation and the cost of goods and services is going to take a chunk out of it. Be careful analyzing the math that, you know, if we put in 18 and we sold part for 4 and now we're going to get 20 or plus that we're ahead. Nah, not really given the price of things, but that's a conversation for a different day. We're still going to have, you know, we're going to get what we wanted out of it, which is, you know, residential, amenities, restaurants, activities, park area that's already there now, and, you know, jobs, which is kind of the original point. Teresa Blackwell, for her part, stood up and said,
just want to say I agree. I'm ready to move on to the Beulah master plan at this point. Not have to keep fighting for the OLF 8 one. So, you know, Commissioner Bergosh said it. I agree. And, you know, I feel like time for a party or something if we can get this thing closed.
Yeah. And so you've got when the two sort of opposite parts are on board, it seems like you're there. Oh, not so fast. Not so fast. Commissioner Stephen Berry, District 1, the North End, says, I'm not sure about this.
You know, candidly, there are a number of items in the proposal that I'm, you know, not going to be able to support or not going to be able to support in the way that they've been presented to us. But if the intent of the board is to, or the majority of the board is to, you know, continue that negotiations and see if we can get to, a point that we're able to agree that, you know, then I would be comfortable with that. There are it's more, you know, it's more than one or two things. So there are a few sections that I think are going to need some, that are going to need some attention. You know, the top line number may need some attention. There are some other sections. The language needs some attention.
Yeah. So just when you thought you had a win, wait a minute, I'm not there yet.
For what it's worth, I mean, Horton wasn't asking us to build a road through it.
Right. Right.
So there are a few things, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, there are a few things that I think that are small that are probably easily stricken, but there are some that I think are larger, and we'll see.
And he'd said some of this before, you know, that the when the money goes committed and can't be gotten back, and how much the top line total value is, and the construction of the road. One of the things that the commissioners were not on board with, you know, they were concerned about the road. They were also concerned about whether, as they're part of the 250 acres that's going to be kept aside for job creation, economic development, whether that part would have to be a part of the overall, it kind of like the HOA for the whole site, you know, whether they would have to be part of the association or not and be sort of under the jurisdiction of or members of. The exact terminology, I might get this a little bit wrong, but that was my takeaway from it, was that they're wanting to create this ongoing quality control kind of association, and you know, they were sort of chafing at the idea that somehow they would be a part of that, and they thought that was almost a deal breaker. Come back to that conversation in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing anything on our roadways to report yet this morning. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you're on Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre this morning, nothing slowing you down there. And Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, not seeing any problems there. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it, you can text or call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to the conversation between the county commissioners last week about OLF 8, which I am variously getting input from people that is, no, Andrew, it is outlying landing field. Field 8. No, Andrew, it's just outlying Field 8. It doesn't really matter. it's outlying Field, OLF 8. It's fine. It's where the helicopters used to land. Now they don't land there anymore. Now nothing happens there, which I have said for a long time. You know, take down the fence and just let us, you know, play disc golf and run horses and, you know, shoot off rockets and stuff. I mean, it's a great just field if we could just use it. Anyway, back to Stephen Berry.
For what it's worth, I mean, Horton wasn't asking us to build a road through it.
Right, right.
So there are a few things, and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry, I think I played that one already. Yeah, so the issue, top line dollar for Stephen Berry, the association participation, you know, needing to build a road, who's going to fund the construction of the road, that's probably going to be a Triumph thing. I forget where we stand with that, whether we got it approved and have to redo it or whether we're going to get it approved. Anyway, Triumph will pay for, you know, the road as long as we get jobs out of the deal, and there's always clawbacks when there's Triumph money involved. But this conversation about the membership in the association was kind of interesting.
Fred, what was the logic in making us be a part of your association? What was that all about? Because obviously it's not going to be there. You're not going to get that.
Well, we want to provide standards. Just like in the DPZ plan, they provided, you know, standards for the whole property. We want the same thing. We don't want to develop a nice town center, have nice residential area, and then have something that's not up to that standard in the back. I mean, this project needs to look like it was designed in a coordinated fashion, and not one versus the other.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, instead of thinking of it as the, you know, light industrial stuff in one part, you know, the warehouses and ugly buildings in the back and then the pretty stuff up front, he's like, it kind of all ought to look that way. Otherwise, you're going to affect the overall value and the aesthetic and experience of the thing, which that's a reasonable interest in trying to make something cool going forward.
We're not thinking of anything that's a bad restriction. We're trying to do something that's beneficial to the whole community, that whole area.
Well, I mean, one solution for that is that the county doesn't pay for the road, and you do it how it's designed. I mean,
you need to build that road.
Well, that's,
you know, we don't need that road to go all the way back if you didn't have the 250 acres.
We'll see.
Oh. Because the road is of value primarily to the county that's going to hold the property on the back end for the light industrial stuff, right? And Fred's like, you're the ones who need that road. We don't really need that big road. And Stephen Berry, we'll see, which is a bit ominous. So, you know, we've had negotiations get to what seemed like a fairly likely to succeed portion before, and it didn't get all the way home. And I hate to see this one not get all the way home, because this really does seem like the best of all the offers we've had so far. It seems to accomplish all of the things that we want. The only question, of course, is whether whether nitpicky or not, or demandy or not, you know, whether Stephen Berry's going to, you know, jeopardize the deal with the concerns he has. And we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think that if you can get a deal where Jeff Bergosh and Teresa Blackwell are both in agreement, sign it. You know, we're good. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
Go ahead, Jake. Say it just like in that voice.
Round here. No really, bruh?
Yes, really, bruh. Oh, man. We just like to have fun. It's Pi Day. Come on. It's Pi Day. We celebrate, you know, non-repeating. Is it considered an irrational constant? I don't know. Anyway.
We celebrate that month that I totally zoned out during school when I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I just.
What's your favorite mathematical constant?
I don't even know what that is, man. 2 plus 2 is 4, and
I'm a big fan of Avogadro's number, but that's a whole different thing. 6:23 on News Radio 92.3. There are some people that are laughing. Some people are laughing at me, and some people are like, "What?" Mm. Anyway, David, it's okay. All are welcome. All are welcome. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters that there is a strong proposal on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. He says it's up to Hamas to take that deal. The first aircraft that took a flight over Ground Zero after the 9/11 attacks is now being put in the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. The Cessna 172 was flown by the Volunteer Civil Air Patrol, was used to take photos of the devastation of the World Trade Center. And NSYNC apparently got back together and performed for the first time in over 10 years. All 5 members of the band got together Wednesday during a Justin Timberlake concert in Los Angeles. Apparently they performed 3 songs together, and that includes a new song called Paradise. So is NSYNC back for good? What do you think?
Wow. You've asked me a question on a subject that I have neither opinion nor interest in.
I found something that you're unprepared for? What?
Oh, well, sure. Sure, but I don't care.
I'll take them.
About NSYNC, go ahead.
Bring them back. I'll take them.
Can I just tell you, I'm not proud of this, but I've been to an NSYNC concert.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm not proud.
Wow. Lucky you.
All right. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. What was her name?
It was high school. They were all there.
No. I mean, that was not a date for you? It sounds like a date.
He was looking for a date.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Actually, that's smart.
I've seen Justin twice on his own, and it was incredible.
He's quite a performer.
Yeah.
Yeah. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Looking around town, I'm not seeing any major developments on our roadways. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 98 through Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre, not seeing any issues there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives. Bye-bye.
Nice. Hey, if you've got an import, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, these are specialty items. I got to take them to the dealership. I got to pay more to get the service. No, both false. You don't have to go to the dealership. By law, like by federal law for decades, that's been true. You don't have to go to the dealership. Also, you know, it's up to you whether you spend more money. I mean, if you just want to spend more money, it's up to you. But if you want to take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service here on Davis Highway, save time, gas, you know, money, they'll take care of it. They work on these vehicles all the time. No problem. Domestics, too. It's not like they're exclusively foreign cars. They work on diesel, work on gas, work on anything that's got a motor, basically. So you can take it to them and they'll take care of you. The idea there is they want to see you frequently. Not too frequently, you know, but frequently enough that they can do the preventative routine scheduled maintenance so that you don't have to see them for the catastrophe. You know, a lot of people like, you know, you go to the mechanic when there's a problem. Well, how about you go to the mechanic like you go to the doctor when there's not a problem to find out if there's going to be a problem so you can avoid the problem and you get what I'm saying. That's preventative maintenance. CarClinicService.com is the website or just stop in. Right here on Davis Highway to Bobby Likas Auto Service. 627 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I had something I was going to tell you about, and then it went straight out of my head. I am just a teeny bit under the weather. You might hear it. I got my my smelly cat voice on today. So, oh, man. Oh, you know what? I haven't done very much of this. The stuff that goes on at the end of session in Tallahassee is always just interesting. And I'm a big fan of the human stuff. You know, I like the recognitions and my wife's in the audience today and the, you know, which sheriff came in, you know, Bob Johnson shows up there and, you know, gets celebrated. You know, I like that. I like the odd stuff. Just like in our council meetings and our commission meetings, I just kind of like the unusual stuff. And so they go through all these recognitions all the time. Who's in the gallery today? What city school function people, whatever. And then they had this one right at the very end. It cracked me up. This is Dan Day.
Representative Daly, you have an introduction, announcement, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wasn't planning on it right this moment, but I'm prepared. Members, we go throughout session and get the opportunity to see you all get up and introduce your significant others, and that's awesome. But there is one group on this floor that doesn't get to do that, and that's members of the Singles Caucus. So we wanted to just take a brief moment, single members come on over, to highlight a couple of our members. I am the chairman, Dan Daly. I enjoy long walks on the beach. I have a beautiful puppy who's in the healthcare suite right now. I enjoy horseback riding. I'm an Aquarius. Bernie Jacques is a Pisces who also enjoys long walks on the beach and spelunking. And then Daryl Campbell is a Gemini who enjoys crafting floral arrangements and admiring his Beanie Baby collection.
Welcome.
Members, we are all available after Signy Die.
See, they get a little loopy at the end of session, and it's fun. I mean, you get some interesting stuff goes on, and then when there's actually the end of session, they call it Signy Die. That's the agreement between the two chambers that they're no longer in session anymore, and it's a fun time.
Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn, sine die.
And then they actually have a vote.
Representative Perez moves that the
That's
House
the next speaker,
adjourn,
Danny Perez.
Sine die. All in favor, say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no. Show the motion approved. The House is adjourned, sine die.
And then they go drop the handkerchief out in the rotunda between the two chambers. But I thought Kathleen Pasadomo's version of this was far more entertaining. Okay, so because she is a very calm, steady, senatorial kind of presence. She's going to be the second voice you hear here.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate adjourn, sine die.
Without objection, the Senate is now adjourned, sine die!
Settle down. Are you threatening me? Oh, man. I don't know. Just that's the kind of stuff that entertains me because government can be so boring. And, you know, sometimes it's not. When it's not, it's entertaining. Sometimes it's Milton. Sometimes it's not. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The new build over north of BJ's, between them and the barbecue company, is going to be a Starbucks. So Davis and Creighton is apparently going to be Bubba's, Starbucks, and then barbecue place. Lots of cool stuff going in.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's expected to appear in federal court in Florida today, fighting to have criminal charges for retaining classified documents dismissed. President Biden's campaigning in a state where 13% of Democrats voted uncommitted in last month's primary.
President Biden travels to Saginaw, Michigan for what White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre calls the president's push for support in a crucial swing state.
The president is hitting the road, talking to Americans, and presenting his vision for the future.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
16 members of the Orange County, California SWAT team are injured in an explosion at an FBI-run training facility.
The most severe injury that was sustained was one of our SWAT team members had a leg injury that is going to require surgery, but is not considered life-threatening.
That's Sergeant Frank Gonzalez with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. The cause of that explosion is under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 64 degrees. Seeing some reports of showers across the area right now. Later this morning, Santa Rosa County Commissioners will be discussing the possibility of moving forward with being the host of the largest American flag in the state of Florida. Two bids were unsealed on Tuesday, both of them north of $300,000 for installation and materials. Earlier this week, the Milton City Council passed a resolution in support of the idea with a 5-2 vote.
I'm patriotic. I always have been. But to spend this kind of money on a flag just seems outrageous to me. And I think we could look at other ways to support our military at Whiting Field.
Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow and Councilman Mike Cusack were both against that. Commissioners have discussed using tourism tax dollars to cover the cost. However, it's not yet known if the project would be eligible. Santa Rosa County deputies say a Gulf Breeze man pulled a gun on a woman that was in the process of serving him civil papers. According to Channel 3, 52-year-old Michael Mabiers charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. This all happened 8:30 Tuesday morning. Two civil process servers, also a husband and wife, had arrived at Mabiers' home on Reservation Road to serve him with civil litigation papers. After she knocked on the door twice, Mabiers then allegedly came around the side of the home with a gun pointed at her and said she was trespassing. After being booked into the jail, Mabiers posted $10,000 bond. Governor DeSantis says he wants the state to be ready for the fallout from all the chaos in Haiti. He announced yesterday he's ordered additional state assets to South Florida in anticipation of a potential influx of illegal immigrants from Haiti. DeSantis said he ordered the deployment of 250 additional officers and soldiers and over a dozen air and sea craft. He also said he was authorizing a deployment of 100 Florida State Guard members. Well, the top health official in the state says there's no regrets about how he handled the measles outbreak recently in Broward County. Seven students at an elementary school in Weston came down with measles last month. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo did not order unvaccinated students to stay home. Instead, he left that decision up to their parents. He recently said it was a reasonable strategy and the right thing to do. He said he wouldn't have done anything differently. Well, some good news in Santa Rosa County. Arc of the Emerald Coast moving its adult day training program to the Baghdad Community Center for about 6 months or so. During this morning's commission meeting, leaders will be waiving the community center's $25 per hour occupancy fee.
Yeah, we take care of the mentally disadvantaged at the youth level, but when people get to the adult level, we kind of toss them out to the side. And it's an underserved portion of our community that we do need to not drop the ball on.
And that from Commissioner Kerry Smith at Monday's meeting. And the organization has been searching for a new home now for a little while since the owner of their current Dixie Road location advised them they would need to be out of the building by the end of this month. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, not seeing anything on our roadways to report to you yet this morning. No accidents reported by FHP. Looking at the traffic maps here, not seeing any major congestion or slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. 9 Mile accident-free, not showing any delays in Carr City. Cervantes is good through the curve on Scenic Highway. Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. In Milton, Caroline Street is good. If you're on Highway 90 coming through Pace, I don't see anything slowing you down there. If you do see anything on our roadways and you want to report it to us, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you very much, Jake.
Good now Thursday Channel 3 morning, weather. Waking up to a little bit of patchy fog across the area. Temperatures a little bit warmer this morning, too, with low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Still a pleasant day ahead. We'll have highs in the middle 70s, mostly cloudy skies, and a small chance for rain. Best chance for rain today really is the further west you go into southwest Alabama, but a few isolated showers possible. Higher chance of rain comes Friday during the second half of the day into Saturday, Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Right now, 64 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Biden is planning to give a statement before the Japanese Prime Minister on April 10th opposing Nippon Steel attempted $14.9 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel. Nippon Steel executives met with the United Steel Workers Union last week with little success in negotiations. Opposers argue the deal threatens American jobs and national security. Shares of U.S. Steel plunged almost 13% upon the news. Nippon Steel rose 2%. MicroStrategy founder Michael Saylor posted on X that his company has purchased an additional 12,000 Bitcoin for close to $822 million. MicroStrategy now holds a total of 205,000 Bitcoin worth more than $15 billion. As a result, MicroStrategy's stock rose 11% yesterday. Its stock is now up 68% since March 6th. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Like to send thoughts and prayers to the family of Coach Carl Madison. I did have the opportunity to play for him 1 year. It was a very successful year. I guess there's one memory that always sticks out in my mind. We were on the practice field one afternoon, and we were going through the paces, and the thunderstorm rolled up, and it got dark, and the lightning started flashing, and it hit a transformer close to us, and it blew the transformer up. Well, we immediately started running to the locker room, and Coach Carl has called us all back in a way that only he can. He said, boys, let me tell you something. He said, if you see that lightning, you don't have anything to worry about. And the one time you don't see it, you'll never know it anyway. Now run another play. It's a true story.
That's Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator, talking about his experience playing for recently deceased, unfortunately, Coach Carl Madison. And it was a different era, man. It was a different era, and you kind of think maybe we ought to be a little bit more like that these days. Joining us now, Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's good to be here.
Good to be here. Good to have you. I really appreciated your kind of comments about him, and I mean, how formative for you was it to play for somebody like that, and what you learned about? I mean, I can hear echoes even of the. Like your work philosophy, I know it, and it sort of seems like an echo of what, you know, Coach taught you.
Yeah, he was a hard driver, but I think, you know, as I went to the viewing the other day and I looked around, and everywhere I went were men that played for him as high school athletes, and everyone just sharing stories, sharing good memories, recollections of games, big games. But I think he touched a lot of young men and taught them a good work ethic, taught them character. Taught him how to be successful, taught him how to work, and he's had a huge impact on a large demographic of young men in this area.
No, man, I think coaches have an unbelievably powerful capacity to do things for the men that they mentor, and it really is an important thing. Want to talk with you a little bit about Nathan Road, and for the audience, I'm going to play a clip from a guy named Larry Kelly who spoke in open forum. Several people came from Nathan Road. This is just off of Longleaf on the north side there, west of the ball fields, west of the schools. Here's what Larry said.
This right here is Ballpark Water. We're right behind on Nathan Road. When they raised that road up, used to it was down low and it had rock in it and it would drain. But when they raised that up, they now it just floods right over us.
And I talked to somebody yesterday who's very familiar with that area, and the way it was explained to me is that when Nathan Road was sort of at level and not paved, no water would ever flood east or really much of anywhere down there. There was like one spot that you would ever get water accumulation. But now between that road being paved and the Packer Parkway that runs on the west side of the ball fields behind the houses that are on the east side of Nathan Road, that you basically have, like, you've created a riverbed between these two roads, and that's a problem. But if you've got the apartments or whatever the development is coming into the north, that's going to impede the ability of water to flow out the north end, which is what it has always done, and you're going to turn it into a lake, so to speak. Have you guys been looking at this? Your thoughts, what the county is doing to alleviate this problem for these folks?
Yeah, we're looking at it. Our engineering department, along with our parks department, actually, is also engaged, and they're looking at it, and they'll work with the developer of the new development coming in, look for opportunities, maybe move some water toward maybe some of their stormwater structure that they're going to be installing. But yeah, we're going to work together. We're going to look at it. And I know Nathan Road's been, it's been a topic for quite some years, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, before the road was paved, we would get complaints about dust. You know, it's too dusty, or vegetation, trim the vegetation back, and that would be an issue. So it's been something that's been going on for quite some time. But as far as the stormwater goes, yeah, we're going to continue to look at it, and we're going to work with the folks that live there to see if we can come up with a good solution to make improvements out there. And I'm pretty confident we can accomplish something.
What is the legal requirement? Because I know if you build something, you are obligated to keep all of your water on your property. But what happens when you've got a property to the north that historically, as again, my understanding, has kind of received water from this area? Are they obligated to keep receiving it in their development plans?
Well, they're obligated to not directly impede the flow of water. The topography naturally runs that way. You can't just dam it up.
Okay.
And you keep it from running that way. So they're going to have to make some sort of accommodation.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I kind of heard what the people talked about, and I listened to them and their concerns about traffic and all that. But the floodwater part of it, I hadn't really understood until I talked to somebody. Like, oh, that is kind of a unique problem. We're talking to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get Jake in here with Traffic on the Fives.
All right, not seeing anything on our roadways to report. Everything is looking good. I-10 and I-110 at posted speeds, 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good, 90 out of Milton and Pace is accident-free, and Highway 29 is flowing southbound. If you see anything out there on a roadway slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Wes Moreno. Today is Sound Clip Day. I have another sound clip for you. Sheriff Chip Simmons was, of course, on the show on Tuesday, and he was talking about the need for a homeless shelter space dashboard in conjunction with the possibility of this law being signed by the governor to provide for overnight camping facilities for the homeless.
We've been pushing a long time for this dashboard to kind of let our deputies know where, so when we get out with somebody, we can say, hey, it looks like there's room in the rescue mission or this other home.
Now, as I recall, I thought we were right on the verge of having this, and maybe we even did have something that was going to simultaneously let people know where there was shelter space, but also help us track how people are moving through our various systems in order to get towards recovery and get out of homelessness. And as far as I know, that doesn't exist. Do you know, I mean, are we going to have something like that? What's the prospect of having that kind of a dashboard?
It actually does. It does exist.
Okay.
I looked it up earlier. It's under the type of homelessness on our Escambia County website, and you'll see a link to it. Now, the thing is with the dashboard, it's only as good as the information that is put in it.
Okay.
And so if you have the nonprofits or community partners, you know, some are all about it, some are kind of leery of it. If they don't put in good information, then you're not going to get good information. But we did go live with that. And actually, that was actually an initiative of Chip and Michelle Salzman.
Right.
I met with Chip over at the Sheriff's Department one day, and she was there, and that's what they asked for. I said, sure, man, we'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
And we did. Now, how many people are actually using it and putting in good numbers? That's something that we may need to look at.
Well, in real time as we're talking, I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. So it might just be a little obscure in terms of listing. Maybe at the community shelter and food dashboard. Maybe this is it. Okay, I'm pulling it up now, so I'm not quite sure if this is everything that Chip had wanted, or as you say, it's very much going to depend on how much the information is up to date and whether it's today's information or last year's information, right? So.
Right.
Okay, so this says, like, for example, it does have a location on here. It's got last updated March 5th, so some people are actually updating it. Okay, all right. Well, my mistake. I didn't think it was current, and, you know, I have to talk to Chip and see if they're familiar with, you know, kind of how that's being used. One of the other things that so thank you for correcting me on that. I'm glad to find out that it does exist. One of the things I had wanted to ask you about was the 911 calls information is something you and I and Eric Gilmore, the director of public safety, have talked about many times. But you guys are actively in an information campaign to try to get people to know when and when not to call 911, right?
Yeah, that's right. We put some information out, and you know, you have people call my prescriptions run out. I need a prescription, or I need a ride to the hospital, because they think if they ride in an ambulance to the hospital, they'll get right in. They won't have to wait in the emergency room. That's not necessarily the case. You know, if you're critical, you've got a heart attack, a stroke, or something really, really bad like that, sure, you'll get right in. But if you got a sore toe, and yes, they do call ambulances for sore toes, and or you got a cough, or you got what have you, you know, that's tying up resources, and you're going to go to the emergency room, you're going to sit like everybody else. And so we're trying to educate the public as to which, when you should call, once you not call, and what are your options if you don't call ambulance. You know, you got your urgent cares, you got your primary doctors, and those sorts of things. So it's just an information campaign to try to reduce the amount of unnecessary calls and tying up our resources.
Which, you know, I'm fully on board with that. You've also got a HER, Hurricane event coming up in June. What's that all about?
So they're just reaching out to young ladies in seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. From June the 25th to the 28th, we're going to run a camp to expose those young ladies to everything emergency management and emergency preparedness, kind of behind the scenes, all the things that take place to be successful in that field, and just to give them some exposure in everything that goes on behind the scenes, if you will, in emergency management, and just kind of give them some exposure to that education and that field of work, and see, you never know. You never know, they may take up on some of it.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a really cool thing coming up. So that'll be in June. I'm sure we'll get more information as we get a little bit closer to it. I did, just as a follow-up on the shelter thing, it's a very useful website in terms of shelter data. But as you said, the challenge is apparently people are sometimes very vigilant. Like, there's some data that was updated yesterday, and sometimes not. And so it might be that the action item is to maybe, you know, reconnect with some of these partner agencies and see if we can't, you know, inspire them to be more diligent about the inputting of the data, which I know takes, you know, time and resource and all of that kind of stuff. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to organize what happens in the county, man. I appreciate it's hard work, and I appreciate that you do it.
All right, thank you, Andrew. See you.
Absolutely. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th. Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
We are tackling summer learning loss, turning the page on what was to nurture the world within. Gulf Coast Freedom Schools is a free 6-week summer literacy and cultural enrichment program for Escambia County students K through 8th grade. Apply online by May 31st, 2024 at gcfreedomschools.com. Class sizes are limited.
We are Gulf Coast Freedom Schools, where words change worlds.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the general sales manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Hot Pocket!
Round and round.
All day. It's going to be round, circle, and pied songs all day. It just is. When was the last time you heard me play Selena Gomez, Jake? The answer probably there is...
been too long.
Yeah, it has been too long. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Chinese officials are telling the U.S. that a nationwide ban on TikTok would backfire. Those comments coming from China's foreign ministry during a news conference. This is, of course, after the U.S. House of Representatives passed that bill that would force ByteDance to either sell TikTok or there would be a nationwide ban. The foreign ministry spokesperson called the bill an act of bullying and said, quote, even though the U.S. has not found evidence on how TikTok endangers its national security, it has never stopped going after TikTok. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling reporters there's a strong proposal on the table for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. He says it would be up to Hamas to take that deal. And the first aircraft that flew over Ground Zero after the 9/11 attacks now being put in the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. It was a Cessna 172 flown by the Civil Air Patrol and was used to get photos of the devastation right after the World Trade Center attacks.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Not seeing anything major on our roadways to report. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, no slowdowns there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 29 South is clear from the cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Lilin, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got the need for that next vehicle, or maybe you've kind of been putting off acknowledging that you've got a need for next vehicle. You know, if you're like me, you put these things off because you'd rather put up with it for a while, and then you discover when you get the new, you're like, oh, I didn't realize it could be so much better. Well, that's why you go to Frontier Motors. Go look around. Find out what they've got. Look at, you know, look at 5 or 6 or 10 different vehicles and try ones in different categories. Maybe you're just, you know, you've always had a sedan, so you're going to buy a sedan. I don't know. Drive a Jeep. Drive a sports car. Drive a truck, a minivan, and discover that maybe you love that. Or, nope, that's why I'm getting a sedan. Either way, you know, it's a learning experience. Plus, there's all kinds of new technology on cars, stuff you might not even realize if you're, you know, like me, drive a car for a long time. The whole landscape of technology can change. And so you can side-by-side compare different features, functions, and whether you like them or not before you, you know, before you commit to a car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Sheriff Bob Johnson has come out with a kind of a public statement about the value of the local option sales tax as opposed to, you know, millage taxes, and basically says, in Santa Rosa County, our sense of, this is on the sheriff's website, Facebook page, our sense of safety is a testament to the dedication, hard work of my men and women in uniform and the other first responders whose partnerships we greatly appreciate and depend on. Yet this safety net faces a critical threat, one that originates from unsurmountable growth within our county. As our county experiences unprecedented growth, the strain on essential services provided by all our first responders becomes increasingly apparent. Discussions considering a proposal to lower the millage rate, Sam Parker, I think, is the primary one that's been saying that he'd like to do that, could have drastic repercussions on having revenue to fund a growing need for first responders and providing public safety. Of course, Sam's a former cop, so he certainly doesn't want to make that thing happen. While the idea of lower millage rate may sound appealing to individual taxpayers, the actual savings for the individual homeowner for a single year could not fund a single trip to the grocery store. The economic hardship makes wanting to lower this rate much to be desired. However, doing so would do nothing for the individual, but rather hurt them more so by depriving them of the essential resources that first responders provide. By lowering the millage rate, we risk undercutting the very resources that ensure our safety and security. As our population expands, so does the need for effective law enforcement and emergency response services. Failure to adequately fund these critical services jeopardizes the safety and well-being of all residents. A more effective option, currently being discussed, is an additional half-cent discretionary surtax, specifically for transportation, that is paid by 25% to 30% of tourists. We drive on the same roads that you do, and there is congestion for you, it's congestion for us. This creates delays in our response times and directly affects public safety. An additional half-cent would generate roughly $16 million a year that could go directly to transportation infrastructure, which we support and need greatly. In Santa Rosa County, we cherish the luxury of feeling safe. It is incumbent upon us to ensure that this sense of security is not compromised by short-sighted decisions that prioritize narrow interests over the common good. Let us stand together to advocate for responsible budgetary decisions.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.